Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. This is Pastor Prophet Israel Poinciana Sprewell, and you have tuned in, so used to saying matters of the heart, Boss Millionaire Makers, and I am, again, so happy. I am so always elated when you all decide to join me. I know, as I've been saying since the show started, now we're about 3 weeks in, that I know it is early for you, and I thank you and God bless you for those of you who have tuned in today to the broadcast, and those of you that are recurring listeners are coming back to hear or just now listening for the first time. Thank you so much. I know you're going to be pleased and very happy with the information that the Lord is going to bring you on today. It is such a blessing. Where I am, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, so just a little bit past four, and excited and thanking God about what He's doing. Remember, I talk to you guys and always continue to talk to you about how important it is and how imperative it is to have that level of faith, and that's what's going to take you into those different veins. And I know I have to talk to myself diligently over and over, because remember I said every day there's a new issue, there's something that you may have never dealt with or a recurring situation that may vex you, and you've got to learn how to deal with that today. Even if it's something you've already had a similar experience in, you say, oh wow, I've got to really deal with this today. Okay, how do I go about dealing with this? You know, because it may be something you're like, wow, really unexpected, right? So what do I always say? This is what we want to do. Start. This is a brand new day. This is a day, amen, that you have never seen before. You have never seen this day before. You have never seen this day before. This is a brand new day, and today you can do something different for your life to change your future. So what do I talk about? And y'all know I'm on it. 50% of your time, your waking hours, should be doing something productive towards your future. Amen. If you're not doing 50% of your time, then you're not doing nothing. So I want to tell you, I'm going to go into the Word, read here a little bit, and before I really get going into the broadcast, I just want to also mention a little bit about my business, because I haven't talked much about it. This Global Tropical Travel Agency is a newly established business in the travel industry, where I'm selling membership also, as well as bringing people in the business and showing them ways that they can make money in the business. I find the business to be very interesting business that you can really take flight in. Yes, it's a grind. It's nothing, never easy. It's not given to you, but you've got to work for it. And remember, we talked about last week how we want things to just magically appear to us, and that's not going to always be the case. But I do want you to know that if you're willing to put in the work, if you're willing to get in the grind, if you're willing to get your hands dirty, your things that you are hoping and praying for will ultimately come to pass, and they will come to you. Because if you, and I'm talking to those that are really in tune with the Lord, okay? Not that I'm just being biased, which I probably am, but I'm gonna talk to the saints for a minute. I want to talk to church folks and let them know, those that's holding on, that's obeying the word and the principles and the laws and the statutes of God, that if you continue to do those things, your blessings are going to come your way. Remember, saints, we are headed for the long-term blessings. We are no longer looking for the short-term blessings, because we know that a lot of folks in the earth are getting these short-term blessings, and I'm seeing it each and every day from different various ones that I'm watching throughout social media and TV and so forth. forth and so on. But those are temporary blessings. We're headed for the long haul. We want the long-term blessings of God, not only where we're look financially successful, but we want to be healthy in our body. We want to have health and holistic peace of mind in our head, in our brain, in our process, the way we think. So we want to be whole, not just from one perspective or from one looking from one light, but we want to look complete. And not just look, I apologize, but we want to completely be complete. Jesus said, be ye perfect. I always say this because I love what he said, and I know a lot of people go against the grain of this, but Jesus said, be ye perfect, for your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That's the word of God. So we are to strive towards perfection, not just getting by, not have an excuse, oh, I'm human. That's just an excuse. There's no more excuses in this hour. There's no more excuses in this day. It's time to be shaken and to wake up, okay? So that's what we want to get to, the point where we can do some things that are out of the box. That's what I'm talking about on today. Being a millionaire maker is having a millionaire mindset, not just materialistically. I've been talking about this. I'm going to continue to talk about this because this is my focus, and that is having those pockets of wealth. Remember, I talked about how in the pockets, they're basically slots and they're streams of wealth, and they have to do with the various talents, the abilities, and the gifts that you have. Those things are what you can offer others and what you can offer yourself to betterment and empower yourself, also help change the lives of others. That's what we use, and that's what we dive into, and that's what those are what we want to have. Amen. I just want to tell you that I am so happy for you guys to know that the Lord is for you. He is for you, and he's going to make sure that everything that you want, it will come to pass. I promise you. But you have to stay the course. If you don't stay the course, then it's going to be a little rough for you, okay? I'm trying to tell you, it is not going to pull off lightly if you can't stay the course, and that's it's a grind, and I promise you it's not easy. And I've talked about that before, because a lot of people want to make success easy. They want to make it look simplistic, like an overnight dream. No, for a lot of people it's not that way. Has it been that way for some? As I said before, absolutely. It's people that have come into their knight in shining armor the next day. But for some people, it just hasn't been that way. And you have to go the long haul. And if you're willing to get in it for the long haul, I promise you that you won't be disappointed, because you'll be able to see how everything is going to ultimately work out for your good. And we talk about, the good. The good is what, not only what you have to offer people, but what you want to be able to create leaders. I always say good leaders create leaders. If you are a focal point in your community, if you are a focal point in your church, if you are a focal point of doing anything amongst neighborhood or community, you should be able to influence others by something morally positive, and not just allowing your gifts and talents and your various abilities to go down the drain, but you want to be able to show others how they can be successful, how they can market and brand themselves. We talked about branding and how important it is for us to brand ourselves. And I told you that everything that I talk about has to be in relation to the word of God. Now, I want to go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and this is the 22nd verse. And as I was talking about the fruits of the Spirit, I just think I mentioned it before, and I think it's imperative that I really reiterate on how the fruits of the Spirit is going to help you to get to that millionaire mindset and to continue to keep the long-term blessing that you want to be over your life. But the fruits of the Spirit is joy, is of love. I pointed out joy because I need it. I will start over. I truly apologize. I'm at Galatians chapter 5, starting off at verse 22. But the fruits of the Spirit is love. I just want to talk about a little bit each one of these really quick, and then I'll continue. So love is being able to have caring for someone no matter what they do. And if I could reiterate what Jesus did for us, is definitely agape love. He did what most folks would have never done in a million years. And when you have love for someone, it's highly deep. It's a really warmth. It's intense. It's affection, deep affection for someone. Okay? So when you love someone, it's deep. It runs deep. Okay? And that is something that we should show to others. Now, it may not particularly translate to business, but we still should be showing, we should have a caring spirit towards others. That means that no matter how far or deep you get in the business, when you get to the point where you don't have feelings for folks, or you're in it just for the money, or you've got to step on somebody to get to the top because it's only about you, then you have a dogmatic personality. And all the compassion, all of the care, all the love, all of what we consider the moral code has left that individual, because now they're cold and stone faced, and they don't really care how they get it, long as they got it. And that's what a lot of people are doing in society today and how they're making their money. They don't care about how they get it, long as they got it, long as they can flaunt, long as they can floss, long as they can jack, long as they can show off and be the big ball, the big boss of the ball. That's what they want to do. But it's not about that. And I'm here to tell y'all, on Boss Millionaire Makers, if you really want to be successful and have a Christian millionaire mindset, then you've got to take on some of these characteristics, which are the fruits of the Spirit. Because if you really want to be pleasing in the sight of the Lord, you want to be able to be doing something that's going to help somebody and benefit them. Remember I talked about, if you're in it just to get money, then you can go to somebody else's broadcast and listen to their show. It's a lot of self-help books out there like that talks about how to get rich, and basically, as long as you can make it, that's all that matters. But no, I'm here to talk about how when you do make it and having these goals and these objectives, how we are to help others. And I'm all about caring and what we can do to help our fellow brother, sister, and mankind, okay? So joy. What you want to do, you want to enjoy. I love this, and I thank God for this scripture that he brought this to me. I think it's very, it really, really pertains to what I'm talking about today. Joy in business. You want to, if you're doing something and it's griping you or you're doing something that's vexing you, or if you're doing something that you totally know is immoral, or that you're affecting the lives of others in a negative light, in a negative way, and that you're really impacting them and causing hurt, harm, and pain and within the community, and things that you're doing is underhanded, who's getting the joy out of it? Okay, you're getting a little joy because you have a home. You got a little joy because you can ride around in a fancy car. You got a little joy because your kids are happy and other kids are miserable and sad and everybody else in the community hurting. No, we want to have joy. And that goes on to the next fruit of the Spirit, which talks about peace, to be able to have a peace of mind about what you're doing, that you can be satisfied and knowing that what you're doing is helping other people. And that they are really, listen to me, they're really, that it's really helped changing their lives. I just need a little sip of water. Y'all bear with me. So if you're doing something, ultimately, hold on, bear with me. One day we won't need this water because Jesus is the living water, right? Matter of fact, let me reiterate, he is the living water. It happened to him. That's why he told the woman at the well, you will never have to thirst again. You won't need that water because I am the living water. Okay. Peace in what you're doing, being comforted, knowing that what you're doing is making everyone around you happy, that you can see other people getting the joy out of what you're doing. You can sleep at night. You have comfort. You feel good about it, okay? Long-suffering. This is a really good one. It may take some long-suffering to build your business. It may take some long-suffering to build your brand. It may take some long-suffering to build that organization. It may take some long-suffering to build that company or that corporation. It may take some long-suffering, some long days waiting for the contracts to come through, waiting for the finances to come through, waiting for the help and the structure and the people that are going to come on task to help you to get this thing together. Long-suffering is nice, getting all the paperwork, the contracts, the articles in the corporation, all of these things that you need to run a successful business, company, organization, okay? No matter what it is, to get that new career, to get that new job, long-suffering, long nights, staying up, staying up hours, working long nights, not getting the sleep that you need, it's going to take some long-suffering. It's going to take some long-suffering when you're trying to get your degree. You might have to stay up all night to write that paper if it's 4,000 words long. You might have to go through some long-suffering when you got to help your kids get through college to get them where they need to be. These are some situations that you're going to have to face, some things that you're going to have to go through. Business, long-suffering, working with people, trying to help them to understand the knowledge that you already have, because you've got the knowledge and you know how it needs to flow and how things need to be done, but because you have to work with people who are not as experienced as you, it's going to take you some long-suffering, okay? Gentleness, it's going to take you to be able to be understanding with those individuals, okay? Because you can't always just be. Remember we talked about a lot of times that people that are boss are in control, they're bossy. Okay, you might have to be gentle. You might have to work with those individuals in your ministry to be able to talk to them, to show them, look, this is how we need to do things. Let's get on the same page. Let's all be on one accord. Let's get on a board or the project or what we're trying to accomplish. Let's all make sure that we can see eye to eye on what we're focused on. Let's make this a group effort, okay? You definitely want to have good group organization in anything that you're doing, you got to make sure that everybody is in the same, has the same mindset, and everybody is on the same page, okay? If you have people that are not on the same page, it's going to end up causing conflict later on down the line, because you got to have, again, great organization. And if you don't have great organization within your group, it's just going to cause a lot of issues and problems and trauma, because I don't see what you're talking about. No, no, no. And if you have somebody that's bucking up against you, then you got to sit down and you got to talk to that person one-on-one. If they're a person that's in the group that's a rebel, you got to make that decision. Should I continue to work with this person and keep them on board, or is it best for me to let them go? I'm not going to go too much into that, because we can get to that another day. Okay, goodness, you got to be a good leader. Being a good leader, being a good enforcer, talking to your staff, making sure that you're not being a harsh person, making sure that you're good to your people so that they don't want to walk off and leave you. Yes, if you can't afford it, give them the extra dollar. If you can afford it, give them the extra incentive. If you can afford it, give them the extra bonus. If you can afford it, give them the extra gifts at holidays and seasons and those sorts of things. That's what makes a great boss. That's what makes a great leader. That's what helps you make millions. Every millionaire knows that you've got to do something extraordinary to get to where you need to be, okay? So being a good leader is being a good boss, okay? Being able to go beyond the call of duty to give those things to your employees, okay? Everybody loves to work for a boss that is good to them. Be good to your employees, okay? Be good to them, because if you be good and if you be loyal to them, they will come back to you, and they will always want to work for you, because they know that you have done so many things that they probably could never have gotten or never will get, or you are help changing their lives. You don't know what that extra $100 or that extra $50 bonus would do for them for that holiday season time for their kids. You don't know what that extra bonus might have did for them to help them to be able to send their kid to some sort of event for school. You see what I'm saying? Field trip, anything. You know, just the little things that you do. I'm not saying it should be extravagant. Now, I do want you to know that most gifts here in America, when we give gifts out, typically they are smaller gifts, okay, especially when it comes to employment. You might give a gift that's worth $25. I'm talking about if you give a straight gift like in a box or something of that nature. But if you're giving some type of gift card, it may be a more. You can ante it up. You can give $50, a $100 gift card, something of that nature where you know it could be something. Now, remember, we want to use proper etiquette and protocol in all the things that we do. So when you're giving gifts away to your employees, make sure that they are appropriate gifts. Okay, you don't want, if you're a male, you don't want to give a woman a gift anything that would be pertained to a sexual manner. Same way, vice versa, a woman. You don't want to give your males things that would seem to be inappropriate, okay? A lot of times we got a lot of people into these sex toys and all this other stuff. Those things are left for other things. I don't agree in any of that, know-how, but you definitely don't want to bring that into the workplace. You want to be, if you're in business, you're in business. Don't cross the line. Have boundaries with, I know I talk a lot about a lot of different things because I have so much information and wealth I want to give you guys, but I'm just throwing little nuggets out there to you, and I'll talk about some of these things more in depth, okay? But you have to make sure that these are things and lines that you're not crossing. I'm trying to tell you how to become a millionaire. I'm telling you how to get to the millionaire mindset, okay? You can be a millionaire. You got millionaire ideas. You just don't have the resources or the money to cause those things to go into effect. Okay? So don't let anyone tell you you're not a millionaire because they don't see you with the money sitting in the bank. That's irrelevant. We walk by faith, not by sight. I'm a millionaire today. I claim that right now, on air, right now, live radio. I am a millionaire. You've got to recognize who you are, and you've got to operate in it, your daily life. People have to see the anointing on your life. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Okay. Now, remember that you want to be a good boss. You want to be good to your employees. You want to make sure that you're being kind to them. You want to go the extra mile. Do the things that other folks probably wouldn't do for them. Be good to your church members. Go the extra mile. Give them the gifts. Give them the cards. Give them the gifts. Do those things. So not just because you want them, and you don't do it maliciously, okay? Don't do it out of malice. Don't do it out of expectation, because we are to give just to be givers, okay? Give and let it go. If you give somebody something, a lot of times when I give people, I give them something and I let it go. I'm not expecting to get nothing back, okay? I don't want that. You know why? Because I want everything that the Lord says he has for me, that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the things that God has in store for those who love him. The things he has prepared for us is unimaginable. I want my stuff, and I'm not going to let a little funky gift that I don't gave you that I got a blast and put on Facebook detour me from getting my blessing in heaven. I got stuff stored up there, okay? I want my crown and my robe. I don't know about you. I know the robe is just because two angels came by way and showed it to me and said, do you want this? This was a royal robe from heaven. I want my robe, and I'm not going to let no little funky gift, me blasting all on Instagram and Twitter, showing everybody else or telling all my friends, you know who I gave this to? No, I'm not going to let my – listen, the Lord, when you do things for people, that's when the Lord tells you you're not supposed to show or tell. I'm trying to give you a synopsis of what I'm saying. You're not supposed to show off. You're not supposed to gloat, and people do this all the time, and I don't understand why y'all just don't read the Bible. I'm not talking to the ones that it don't apply to, but I am talking to the ones it do apply to, and I know I'm being harsh about it. I don't understand why you just can't read the Word and understand what God's Word says. Listen, when you do something for other people, you're not even supposed to tell nobody. That's what he said, when you do your alms, let it be in secret, because you're not supposed to put that on blast. If you set up, and I see people doing it day in, day out on Facebook, church folks is not reading their Bible. When you do something for somebody, especially when you're giving to the homeless and people that are in need, just give it to them. You don't got to tell the whole community. You ain't got to tell the whole social media community. You don't have to tell the whole world what you did. Just do it. Give it to them. Let it be. And your reward is going to come to you. You're going to be blessed. God is going to bless you for that. But you take your reward out your hand, because you're putting, first of all, they might not even want other people to know that they had to be in need that way. And then you putting it all on Facebook and showing everybody, I gave sister such and such this. She needed this, and then they didn't have no food, and I took food. You don't have to do that. You're putting them on blast. You're probably embarrassing them when they have to see it. You know what I mean? The situation they're in. So it's a way that we need to learn how to do things and be ethical. Back to business. Okay, you know I'm a preacher. So if you're a pastor, you think from a pastor's heart. Okay, so back to business. It's the same type of scenario, the same concept. When you give ethically in business, you make sure that you give, and it's different. It's a little different in business because Now, I want to tell you the difference. That did apply because I got people that are here that's looking to start their own ministry. So this is going to help you out, what I just said previous too. But for those of you that are looking into more so not organization, but you're looking for corporation, this is for you. When you're talking about starting up corporation and business to boost your business and to launch your brand and your product, you may give a gift to someone to show that you are a good boss, that you are able to, our company can afford to do this. So it's a different, it gives a different light, okay? It shows credibility to the business that you're able to afford things, that the business do have some backing, the business do have some resources, the business do have some money to be able to take care of their employees and their good. And it also is good for marketing and branding purposes. Now, it depends on what the gift is too, okay? Now, if it's something more of a personal nature, you may not want to brand or show that or put on that on any streams of social media. But if it's something that is not brandable, if it is brandable, then yes, that's okay to put it all on social media and put it on blast or wherever else you want to put it on, you know, your little clips on TV or whatever. That's fine. However, remember, there is a fine line between the two when you're talking organization and corporation, and I think people need to definitely get a good sense of that. So hopefully that brings about clarification. Okay, so talking about faith, I can't talk enough about faith. You know how I stand on faith. In any show that I talk about, I'm going to talk about faith because that's all I live by, okay? You can't talk about I'm not a millionaire today and I'm a millionaire tomorrow. You can't talk about today I'm a millionaire in the spiritual realm but don't have any faith. That's nonsense. That's bonkers. It's no way in the world, because for you to believe that you are a millionaire, you've got to have that level of a mindset, and you have to be operating and orchestrating your life in that manner. Okay? So hopefully that will help you out and give you a good synopsis of what I'm saying and where I'm going with that, because it's all about making sure that you have great, again, what I'm talking about, being a good leader, being able to have that level of faith, okay? Because when you are, as we're talking about, a boss, millionaire, maker, these are the things that are going to get you there. And I don't care what nobody tells you, if you really want to trust, if you trust him, if you believe in God, if you know that his word is true for your life, you're going to make sure that no matter what hell has hit your house, no matter what turbulence, no matter what situations you're going through, you're going to make sure that you stand strong in your faith and your trust and your belief in God. For me, he's all I got, okay? He's all I got. And if you're like me, and if he's all you got, you're going to stand true on his word. And you're going to say, no matter what's going on in my life, I've been there. I've been said years and years ago, it's a song. I'm gonna sing a little bit of it. I'm not a great singer, but I'm gonna just sing a little bit of it, of this song. We used to sing in my church. I told y'all I'm a pastor, and I had my church set up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and in Florida. I'm out in Arizona, and my church is not established. I'm a realist. I don't fake and play games, but when I do reestablish my church, you guys will definitely know when it's being launched, because it will be launched soon. So I want to sing a little bit of the song we used to sing in church. It goes like this. I'm a multi-millionaire. Y'all help me. I'm a multi-millionaire. I'm a multi-millionaire.
I'm a multi-millionaire. Then we were going to say, I'm a multi-millionaire. So, hey, this is something that I've been holding on to for a long time. You've got to believe it and trust it. Now, back to the Word of God. Remember, we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Now, meekness. I love this. This is a great word for you on this morning. Those of you tuning in, I'm telling you, the East Coast is about, 7:40 for you. Those of you on the West Coast, out in Cali, I know it's about 3-something in the morning. Believe me, it's 4-something here where I'm at in AZ. And I'm telling you one thing, that if you're on the line this morning, God is raising your faith. He's raising your belief in what you're doing, and you're trusting in him, and that's why you're here. And I thank God for all of you that are tuned in this morning, that are listening. I don't know who you are. All I know is that I see quite a few of you on the line, and I know that you're listening to the live broadcast this morning, and I thank you because you're up this morning to get this knowledge to kickstart your day into the realm that you need to go into, because you know that your future, you have a bright future, and it's ahead of you, and God has great things in store for you. And if you're listening, I promise you, as a prophet, as an oracle of God, Lord, the Lord told me to start this broadcast because I was a little, I'm going to be honest with you guys, I was a little bit taken back. Should I actually do this broadcast on the subject that is in turn talking about being a boss millionaire? Because people is all about money, money, money. And God said, no, I want you to get on air and I want you to teach my people the right way to embrace money instead of all of this fluff that people are kicking out in all these ministries. He said, I want you to show them the principles, the way, the mindset that I want them to have about money from a Christian perspective, not being gaudy, not wanting things out of lust, not throwing stuff on Facebook because you can, because you got it, not flamboyant, not just being all out. Listen, I've got some nice stuff, and I don't brag, and I don't put my business out there like that. And I could be jacking if I wanted to, but I don't do that because one thing I know, what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. So if you just stay the course and you believe God, ultimately what he has for you is going to come, and it's going to come your way. So you don't have to brag, because next thing you know, other people will be bragging for you. I'll just leave it there. Now let me get back to the Word of God. 23 says meekness. I think it's imperative to have meekness. We're talking about from a business perspective here. You need to have meekness in business. I've had several businesses. I know what I'm talking about, okay? All kind of businesses. You go read my resume, you guys will see what I've done and what I do. Business, when I'm talking about meekness, you cannot be high-minded. Pride comes before a fall, and we all know that in a lot of days, especially we're talking about Solomon and Gomorrah. Remember last week, and I talked about how Solomon fell because of their pride, and that's one of the reasons why the brimstones came upon them. That is why King Nebuchadnezzar had to go in the wilderness. And he, why do you think that the young man who was the prodigal son was sent off into the pig's den? Because they all had a sense of pride. Why in the world you think King Nebuchadnezzar fell? Because of pride. All of these individuals allowed their pride to get haughty and got big-headed. And when you start to become prosperous, and when God start blessing you, and when you start walking in that millionaire status, don't get too high-minded. Don't get beside yourself. Don't feel like, oh, I'm better than somebody else, or you're beneath me. Because God, the same way that, let me tell you something, the same way that you go up, high-minded yourself, Messiah. The same way you go up that ladder, you can come down faster on your back than you imagined, okay? Don't tell me. I've seen many things in my lifetime. I'm telling you, you've got to stay humble. Be meek. I don't care how many businesses you own, and I plan on owning, believe me, I can't even tell you the number of organizations and businesses I'm believing God for. But my point of what I'm saying is, no matter what you have owned, and all the employees that have worked for me will tell you, they'll never say anything bad about me. I guarantee they won't, because I've always treated them respect. I've always went the extra mile to give them something to show them I appreciate them. Remember we talked about earlier how you need to give good gifts and be good to your employees and show them sense of appreciation, because these are the sorts of things they're going to want to see. Okay, well, that's what I'm telling you today. You've got to have a level of meekness. You've got to get down to the earth, be down to earth with your people. You've got to let them know that I'm right. Not that you're – now, you don't want to get so – hear me good, because you don't want to get to the level where they feel like y'all kicking at y'all buddies, because you want to have boundaries. But you do want to, yes, I am your boss. Yes, I am your employer, okay? However, I'm still a good friend. I'm someone you can confide in. I'm someone we can talk, we can discuss issues, we can hash out anything that we feel is not kosher between us, if I can say it that way. Okay, let me go on. I want to say temperance. Great, 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 great. I love it. Thank you, Jesus. I cannot talk enough about this here, because there's a lot of bad-tempered people that are bosses and in position of power. Don't you know that's one of the worst feelings? And I have done it, and I have worked for people with nasty attitudes, or they cocky, or they prideful, like we just talked about, or they mean, or they come to work, they nasty, and then they shift their weight around. However, I've also called companies, and I've been the client of many corporations and businesses that had people in power that had a bad temperament. That means they didn't even know how to act on a professional level. I can't tell you how imperative it is for you as a business owner, it is for you as a church pastor or a leader in your community, it is for you as the organization leader or manager to have a great attitude. It's going to be a lot of times people are going to say a lot of stuff to you that you're simply going to say, that's hogwash and I don't want nothing to do with it. We all are human. We live in the body. But remember I said that Jesus said strive for perfection? Okay, so what I'm saying is, what you need to do is make sure that at all times, keep your character. This is my saying. Never allow someone's actions to alter your behavior. I'll say it again. Never allow someone's actions. I wrote that. That's my saying, quote, unquote, Dr. Sprewell, Prophetess Sprewell at the time. As I said, never allow someone's actions, that means the things they do, to alter how you act. Okay, your behavior. Now, I know that's hard to do, because a lot of times, like I talked about earlier, we're in situations, we're in circumstances that are very trying, and I'm telling you, they really can get on your last nerves, and you just don't know how to handle the situation. You want to snap and go off, and I'm telling you, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm a saint now, but I'm not going to act like I'm such a high-minded saint that I ain't never had no issues. That would be a lie, and I would not tell you that. And I've had many days, just probably this past week, where somebody don't got me hot, and I had to sit down, refocus, take a breather. I ain't talking about no meditation. I'm talking about breathing and say, okay, Lord, help me to deal with this situation. I know this is a hard one, and I don't want to get out of character. I don't want to get nasty. I don't want to get ugly with the person and this, that, and another. And especially as a boss, as a leader, as an employer, you always want to have good character. You want to let your people know, your employees, that you are a professional. Hear me good. You are a professional at all times. You're never slacking in that area. You're always on top of what you need to do, because a boss, remember we talked about what a boss is? A boss is one that brings organization. A boss is a leader. A boss is an overseer. No one wants to be under somebody that's an overseer that's out of control. I know I don't. You don't want a pastor that's out of control. I know I don't. That's why you got to have integrity. Integrity comes along with temperament. Integrity, temperament. Integrity, temperament. Integrity, temperament. You've got to have them. Intertwine them together. And I promise you, you're going to do good. Okay. And we're doing real good here, and I'm doing good on the time. I'm looking at where I'm at, and I'm thanking the Lord, and I'm happy for you because the Lord told me that there was going to be 12 millionaires that were going to be birthed out of this broadcast. The Lord said 12 millionaires were going to be birthed out of this broadcast, and I'm not talking about me because I'm already one. I'm talking about, now, don't get me wrong, I ain't jacking, talking about I'm an actually me. I'm talking about in the spiritual realm now, but I'm claiming it, right? Remember, I told you to claim it. I am a millionaire in Jesus' name. I'm telling you, you got to claim you are a millionaire, and mine going to come into existence, and yours is too. But I'm not talking about mine coming to existence. I'm talking about yours. He said 12 millionaires were going to be birthed out of this broadcast. When I talked to the Lord, because I told y'all I was leery to talk about money, especially being a prophetess, you got to have a fine line between two. You got to have a good understanding because people get to think you fortune telling and stuff like that. I'm not selling nothing. I'm not selling no book on this. I am going to come up with a book, but I don't have you on the broadcast to sell a book. I don't got you on the broadcast to sell a tape. I don't got you on the broadcast to ask you for a donation. It's none of that. This is all free, freely given, freely. God said freely give, freely receive, freely give, freely receive, freely give. God giving me the knowledge. He giving me the understanding. He giving me the wisdom. I'm giving it to you. You're on this broadcast this morning because you're here to hear what the Lord says. Amen, and you're going to get it. So here it is. Temperaments against such thing, there is no law. The Lord said there is no law, right? Okay, so I'm going to go on a little further, and I'm going to just reiterate some of the things I said before I kind of conclude with the other portion here. I just want to let y'all know some things we talked about, just kind of reflecting about, we talked about last week about having good branding in your business, and it's imperative that you understand what branding is. Branding simply means that you want to be able to be, I'm going to give it in a simplistic way so you can understand what I'm saying. You want to be acknowledged. You want to be noticed. You want to be in the mix. You want people to be able to know you, what you're doing, and you want to be well established. That's all branding is. It's just being well established. When you're well established, that means people know who you are. Every business that I've had, I've always had business cards. My ministry, Anointed Side Ministries, I've got flyers, I've got bulletins, I've got flyers and business cards. All of these things and all type of other literature materials, okay? That's just all about branding, okay? Now, remember I told y'all I was rebranding my ministry? That means that I'm taking it to another level. I'm about to go into overdrive. I'm about to kickstart this thing. So that means that it's some other things I'm going to kick into action with what I already have. So I'm going to rebrand the image on my cards. I got some new pictures coming into play. I'm going to, not just with the pictures, putting in new pictures of myself, but these are professional photos. Remember we talked about last week, and I want you to get a real good concept of this. It's key to have your picture on your card if you're personally going to be giving them out, even if you have other people giving them out, because in these days, people want to know, like, who the person is. Now, in my church, I didn't have my picture on our church flyer. I didn't do that. I know a lot of pastors do that. I just did not do that. I think that Jesus should be the focus, and I did a lot of symbolic things about the Holy Ghost, the cross, the hands of Jesus, the hands of God. I did things like that. So to kind of give a good synopsis of what the church was really about and our belief system. I thought that was a little more something to enforce, and that took the place of me personally being on the flyer itself. Now, when it comes to my personal business cards, the ones that I'm anteing up, I told you in, I'm anteing up the pace here. Okay, so I'm doing my launching my branding a little bit different. So I'm going to do some more imagery with myself in those and my website, all of that stuff. And make sure, remember I told y'all to make sure it match. Now, don't have 15 different pictures and poses on all your stuff because that is not proper branding. When you brand, you want to have the same image, and even if you're saying something of a script or whatever you have, your slogan, you don't want to have four or five different slogans. Have one slogan. Don't have three because you love to say three different things. One slogan. You should always have one slogan, and make sure that as far as your overall script or what you're writing, make sure it's consistent on everything you put on. Even if it's not word for word verbatim, it needs to be very similar. So if someone goes to your card, they can see similar. If they go to your website, they can see similar. If they call your voicemail on your phone, it sounds similar. Everything is basically confirmation and establishing and branding you for your product, your business, your organization, or your corporation, or your ministry. Whatever you're doing, you want to make sure that you got it down pat and it looks good. Okay, it's nothing like going to something. Now, when I relaunched, and I told y'all I was relaunching my ministry, my show page, Facebook, and all these different things I had to do, I had to go in and reface all of that and then make it all look similar and put in the same picture. And that was a lot of work because I have several different websites, and even this one here that I have, it all had to be all relaunched. And thank God, I'm blessed. Remember I talked about those pockets of wealth, and what the pockets of wealth are streams? I'm gonna quiz y'all on that. Remember what I said? Pockets of wealth are not money. Remember, pockets of wealth are your gifts, your talents, your abilities, things that you have that you can give to others, and things that you can they're actually streams. So I look at my pockets of wealth and all the different things that I'm able to do, my knowledge, my wisdom, and I say, okay, I'm giving out a stream today, even right now on the broadcast. I'm giving out a stream. Later on, I may talk to some kids. I'm giving a stream. I'm helping my family. I'm giving a stream. That's my pocket of wealth there. I'm giving another stream. These are all, and I may have 10 or 12 different pockets of wealth, and they might not all be the same. Some of them might be my gift. If I had ability to cook, I cook certain foods. I'm not a cook, okay? my mother is that. I say, well, if this is your gift and your ability, my aunt, she's great at making cakes. She loves to make cakes. I mean, but she bad at the girl bad. I mean, bad to the bone. I'm talking about where everybody calling her, asking her, can you make this for me, Auntie? Can you make that for me? And when you have that type of talent and ability, I told her that's money knocking at your door. You could be a millionaire tomorrow. Open up a bakery. But you got to have the want to and the get up and the go to want to do it, right? That's something she's been able to do all her life, but she just didn't take the time to invest in that particular gift God gave her, which I believe was her millionaire-making gift. Okay, so we've talked about that, and I've got clarity on that. Y'all bear with me because, you know, when you're talking for a long period of time, and I've been on here, let's see, not quite 5 minutes before an hour, right? So that's a lot of information, straight talking, and I think I got that gift. That's my gift, huh? Y'all bear with me. So that is my gift. One of my times is communication. It's not, I take that back. It's not just totally in a gift. It's a gift and a talent and a learned. I learned that. It's a learned habit. I also learned through education because I've been a communication major for years. So just being in communications and taking up so many courses in community and leadership and organization and certificates and stuff like that, I built on that. So you can build and learn. You've given a craft, right? So you learn your craft. You learn your niche, what it is that you're great at, and you work at it and you work on it. So it's something that you do for years. I remember I went to a Mary Kay meeting. I mean, literally about 17 years ago. And the lady was up talking, and I was looking at her, and I was just in amazement and awe at how she could talk and flow. And I said, wow, I wish I could talk like that. Like, wow, I really wish I could talk like that. And I'm always been a talker, a talkative person, but to be able to speak fluently, I did not know. And I said, wow, I just love that she can be able to really flow like that. And then the Lord just said, I never knew at the time I was going to be a pastor. And it's just amazing how God can take you from one level of your life and he can take you to a whole nother extreme, and you will be in awe and amazement at what God can do. I'm telling you, we serve a God. Oh, I want to get emotional. We serve a God that can do anything. It's nothing impossible for him. He can turn your life around in a moment's eye, okay? I got a testimony, and I'm going to tell my testimony today. And most of you have read my bio and stuff like that, so you know about it. My brother is a professional NBA veteran basketball player. And before my brother played ball, my mother worked hard. My mother worked hard and cleaned the houses. And she used to take me with her. And we used to have to go, and I'm not saying this in a facetious way. I'm just saying these were the people we worked for. We worked for elite white folks that had money. So we had to go in their house, and we had to clean. And my mama gave me, okay, I'm going to clean the bathroom. I'm going to clean this part. You go iron them clothes. Oh, God. I had to go down there and iron the clothes. So I had, ain't no telling how many pieces I had to iron. So I became a great ironer. To this day, I can iron anything. And I love ironing, and I hate to have my clothes wrinkled, but my mama instilled that in me, and I got it, right? I said that to say this. I used to be there wondering, like, wow, it's amazing how these people live. Look at these little girls. That's all the stuff I wish I could have. And one day, the Lord blessed my brother to become an NBA player, to have live in some of the beautiful homes, greatest car, beautifulest cars, most famous people I could ever met. And it was just a blessing and an honor. He's retired now, and that part of my life has since passed. But I'm saying, you never know when you think that's almost a Cinderella story. When you working on the back end of somebody's house, cleaning their floors and working for them to say, look what God has brought me from. That's a privilege and an honor in itself. I know y'all hear my grandfather clock. That's because I believe in time, because I always talk about how serious time is, and to be aware of time and know that time is passing. And speaking of time, what did I tell y'all early on the broadcast? If you're not doing something constructive with 50% of your waking hours, then you're not doing nothing. And I know that's harsh and it sounds a little dogmatic, but I don't care. I'm keeping it 100 with y'all. You should be doing something productive with 50%, not of your whole 24 hours, because I'm telling y'all work overtime, but I'm talking about 50% of your waking hours, okay? You should be up doing something productive. And think of this, three things that you could do that can change your life and your future, and three things you could be working on, right? All right. So I want to tell you all this. I know the time is winding down. I got a little less than a half an hour here to go. And I want to tell you about this, finishing up this, where I'm going is 2 Thessalonians, and it's chapter 3. And I just want to reiterate this, and it talks about
You hear this a familiar passage of scripture all the time. This is chapter 3, verse 9. Not because we have not power, I'm going to read it a little further, hold on, but to make ourselves an example unto you to follow us. So he's telling, Paul's talking about how those that these Thessalonians need to follow after the traditions of what he's saying, his principles and his morals, his ethics, all these things he's trying to set in place. And 10 states this, you all, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you. He said, when we were with you, didn't we tell you these Thessalonians? Listen to what we told you before. If any would not work, neither should he eat. Now, that would be a bold statement in today's society. If you tell somebody, well, and that's basically what he's saying, well, if you don't work, if you don't get off your rear end, then you know what? You don't need to eat. And some people would get so offended if you would say that to them, right? You know, because we're in a sensitive society. You know, that's what I call it, sensitive society. Everybody's so sensitive about everything you say. You know, you can't hardly say anything these days, you know, before, it, you know, you get social media attacked. So I'm saying that he said, I'm reiterating the word, that if a man, and then I'm going to say if a man, we always say if a man don't work, he don't eat, right? Now, the Bible says that if a man doesn't take care of his household, he's worse than an infidel. I don't have to go to that scripture. That's a familiar passage. If you don't believe me, y'all know we're in an internet, web-based space age. Just get online, put the scripture I just quoted in, find it, and look it up and see what it says for yourself. So what does that mean, infidel? Well, because I'm a Bible scholar, I'm going to give it to you off the top of my head. What it means is that if a man is an infidel, he is one that does not have a religion. He is one that does not even value faith because he has none. He is one that lacks integrity. Now, I want to tell you this, because I believe if you don't got no faith in God, you don't have no integrity. That's just my personal opinion. I don't care what nobody say. But I'm saying that from my perspective, okay? That's my core beliefs, because I trust God in everything I do. So I think the Bible says, he who has said there is no God in his heart is a fool. That's the word. If you don't believe that God exists, the creator of the universe, I'm sorry. I have a really serious problem with that. But that's between you and God. And one day he's going to have to show you himself. He's a God that rests in secret. But one day he shall be revealed. Amen. All right. Y'all don't make me preach. This is not Saturday night. Okay. Now, for we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly. I'm going to keep going a little bit, and then I'm going to stop right there. But I want to just reiterate what I'm saying right there. Okay. It's important that you work to be able to provide for your family. Now, some people may say, well, prophetess, are you talking about working as in having a job? Is that what they were talking about? And in Paul's day, I definitely believe so. What he was talking about is being able to provide for your family, being able to come up with ways to create money and wealth and success. And I know that Jesus said, the poor you shall have with you always. And I don't have a problem with that. But I'm just not going to be one of them. I'm sorry. The reason why is because I've got so many other folks. I've got folks like that to help. So I'm not the one to be the poor. Now, if the Lord say, I command you to be poor, that's what it's going to be. It's his word. He's God. He can do anything. But I'm telling
telling you from what he has shown me and what I believe for my life, I'm the one that's the head, and I am not the tail. I'm above, and I'm never going to be beneath, because God is my Father, and he sits on a royal seat in the kingdom of heaven. And if you believe that, you're going to reach up, and you're going to get what God has for you today, and you're going to say, I don't care what, I'm going to be a boss millionaire maker. And the reason why the Lord, I believe, the reason why I went on and had this show. Now, I believe a boss is being one in control. You not just being in control of other people. That's not what I'm talking about, or dominating other people. I'm talking about being a boss over your life, being a boss over your bills, being a boss over your dreams, making sure that things are in order in your life, that your family is in order, that things are going to the next level, that you bring correction, that you bring change in other people's life, that you're reaching people far beyond you could even see. That's what a real boss is, okay? Not a dogmatic person that just want to make sure that they got their foot on somebody's top of their neck. That's not where we're going. Millionaire mindset is being able to have wealth far beyond that you can dream. Don't you want to be and get in the place where you can have money, wealth, and success that's going to take you into doors? And remember I talked about favor. You can have favor that money can't take you to, and that's what can get you into this millionaire mindset. Not just the millionaire mindset, but being able to obtain the money, being able to get the resources. I told those of you that sit and talked about, I want to be a millionaire. I got this great idea. I know that I have what it takes to make this money. It just hasn't come to me. And what did I tell y'all? I said, I don't care what it look like. If you claim it, you believe it, it's going to come to pass. That's what faith is. Then Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, it doesn't matter what it look like. God will send people your way, okay, to be a blessing at what you're trying to do and your endeavor. And it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter what it look like today. Tomorrow can change in a heartbeat. Remember how fast time changes. Think about the seasons in your life, where you have been, where you have gone from, what you have come through, and see where you're at now. Okay? I said that my tomorrow is gone. And yes, I've had some good days, but it's nothing compared to what I see my future hold. Don't be like Lot's wife and look back, because don't go back. Don't go back even in your mind. Don't even think about yesterday. Say, tomorrow I'm pushing forward. And it's nothing wrong. Don't get me wrong, because I don't want people to think they're supposed to erase their past. Because if you erase your past, and if you're one of those people where you want to forget about everything that bad happened to you, you're going to end up in a bad place. Because those experiences, you learn something through those bad situations. Those bad situations imparted something in you that you never could have learned through a book. You never could have learned that by sitting down up under somebody listening to a teacher or a professor. You never could have learned that by listening to a tape or a program or a DVD. That was a life-changing experience that you walked through the fire and you made it. Oh, I'm preaching. You made it, and you here. And look where God brought you from. And look where you're going, because you're a boss millionaire maker, baby. And that means you're going to make it, and you're going to have so much wealth and so much money, it's going to be overflowing. I can't even go into telling y'all some of the dreams and things God has showed me, because if I do start to say, I would abort my blessing, and I dare not speak what God has shown me. But one thing I can tell y'all is I believe God, and God is not a man. Hanasiah. He's not a man that he should lie. Neither is his son, the son of man, that he should repent. That means he don't have to go back on nothing he said. If he said it, he's going to perform it, and he's going to do it, and he's going to bring it to pass. Guaranteed. You can do all that stuff. They say, oh, take it to the bank, give me a cookie for it, all that, and some, okay? Because that's the type of God we serve. And 11 says this, when he talks about those of you that's among you walking disorderly, this is what I want to give you a synopsis of that. It's a lot of people, lives are disrupted and disorderly because they don't have their priorities together. They're too busy watching soap operas. They're too busy watching all of these reality shows. They too busy caught up in somebody else's business on social media trying to keep up with the Carhellions. If you get out of other folks' business and mind your own business, I promise you that God will bring order. Remember, look at this word, disorderly. Is that word order in there? Disorder means disruptive, right? Order means to have correction, okay? There is a lot of people that have lives are jacked up because they don't have a sense of order in their lives, and that's because they're too busy working and doing other stuff, being and listen, I'm a firm believer that if you really want to have things to be lined up in your life, okay. Now this is what I'm telling you. I went to this word. The arrangement, order. Order means the arrangement or disposition of people, listen, or things in relation to each other according to a particular sequence, pattern, or method. Thank you. I love that. It's a sequence. That means you got to have a sequence, one after another, a pattern, how things are planned out, right? Having a method. You need to have a plan. That's why the Lord said, my people perish because they have no what? Vision, right? They don't have a vision. That's why they don't have no plan for their life. They don't have no order in their life because their life is in chaos. They worried about their man. They worried about their children. They worried about their relationships. They worried about their household. They worried about money. They worried about their job. They worried about security. And they learn all these other things. Oh, they worried about other people's business. And they have no order in their lives. They're so busy trying to keep up with other people and what they are doing. And all these people flossing and all this stuff that they doing on TV, this is all a mirage. Half of the stuff y'all seeing on TV ain't even real. Do you understand? A lot of the people be renting stuff. They renting those cars. They renting those houses. They renting those clothes. Don't y'all know that half that stuff, they renting the furniture in the houses? Don't you know that they don't even be, they be renting people to be in the script? Come on here. Oh, I know I'm going somewhere here with y'all. I'm telling you, you've got to stop looking at all this fakeness and this is an illusion. This is what the devil, he want to cast an illusion. He want to get you so caught up in the ways of what other people are doing that you can't even hardly see things for yourself. But I guarantee you, if you get a focus, if you get a grip on your own life, if you take 50%, I'm talking today to you. I'm trying to help you to become that boss millionaire maker. If you take 50% of your time and you start grinding and you start working and putting towards what you really want to do and become and accomplish, it's going to happen for you. I'm not going to tell you it's a pie in the sky. I'm not going to tell you like my grandma, I love she says that. I'm not going to tell you it's an overnight wonder, because it's not. It's a grind, and you got to get dirty, and you got to get down there and make it happen, but it will come to pass. Do you believe that? If you do, I want you to holler amen. Amen. If you believe God, if you trust him, if you lean on his word, if you say, God, I live and die by your word. If you have faith in him, everything that I tell you, everything that I've prophesied to you, everything that I've spoken to you on today, you can grab a hold to it and you can apply it to your life and you will see change come. Now, this is what I want to say. Now, this is, I don't got ahead of myself, and I just realized that 11 says this, and this is the third chapter of 2 Thessalonians, and it says, working, this is the last part of 11. It says, working not at all. Now, I want to stop right there for a moment. Remember, we said that Paul, I apologize, because I always want to confuse Peter and Paul always together because of two P's. Paul was talking about remember he said, man don't work, don't eat. But he said not working at all. That means that they're not using none of their time productive to do anything. So you might be saying, Dr. Sprewell, what could I be doing to bring about a change in my life? And I ask you the question to help yourself. What are the three things that you could do or start doing today that could change your life? Every time I say that, it light bulb goes off in my head, and I say, am I doing the three things that I think I could be doing to change my life? And how can I even push myself further to do what I need to do? And I'll tell you one thing that I'm working on, which is I told you I've got several manuscripts. And one of the things that I'm working on is my book, and it's talking about weight loss. And that has been a hurdle for me, and I lie to you not, because it's physical work. All the other work I've done has been mental. It's okay. I can write a book. That's nothing to me. I can do papers. I can do that kind of stuff. I can do contracts. I can sit down and write agreements and all kind of bylaws and stuff like that. That's mental. But when you talk about getting up off of your actual rear end and you're working day in and day out, besides, I'm not talking about regular working. Yes, that's fine because you're doing a little physical work, but I'm talking about a strenuous activity, doing something focused for 30 minutes, continuously, like moving back and forth like that. That right there is a little challenging, and it takes a lot to get up mentally to do it, but I have to push myself. Now, that's why I push myself. That's when I go into overdrive, and I'm pushing myself far beyond my limits. You've got to look at yourself, and you got to say, how can I push myself further beyond my limits, far beyond my limitations of where I'm at right now? How, I'm talking to you on this morning, how can I push my limitations? I know you on the phone. I know you're listening to the call. I know you're tuned in the broadcast. You're online and you're listening live, and I appreciate you, and I thank God for you here on this morning. But I want to tell you something that can change your life. You think about it. I always go with three, because one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. You'll hear me continuously say that. Those are the three things I want you to think about, because I want to get it in your head to say, yes, I'm not going to tell you. I don't know. Only you know. What are those three things you could do today that could change your life, to change your future, to put you in position? And how, and hold on to this, and how can these three things ultimately affect you to put you in position to become that boss millionaire maker? Now, I want to tell one thing for me is talking about my business. I have several different businesses and my ministry, you all know that, but I'm not here to talk about my ministry because I'll talk about that on my other broadcast, right? I'm talking about my business because this is a business show. And I can't help but talk about God because God is who I serve, and he has to be in everything that I do. So I always say that. So it's not just business. I got to tell you business from a Christian perspective. I got to tell you business from a God perspective. I got to give you business from a spiritual standpoint that's going to help you get the long-term blessing and not the short-term blessing, not to just get something and it goes away, but get something that you can hold on to for a lifetime, that'll change your life forever. And I was talking about my new business that I'm involved in, and that is Surge. And for those of you, I hadn't mentioned it yet today on the show, but I'm going to mention it now, and I'm going to go back to my word. But you can go and you can reach me if you want to know more about it. I told y'all what it is. It's Travel Sales Membership, and what you can do is you can contact me through Global Tropical Travel, just as it sounds, Global Tropical Travel Agency @gmail.com. And that is my email address. And those of you that are interested in the business, or I feel like it's something that you love travel, or you would love to travel, or you want to be able to sell travel membership, then you can contact me by way of my business email. And remember, you want to be able to have an email and a website. And you may be saying, well, Dr. Sprewell, we don't see yours. Now, I do have a website for the business itself, which is Surge. Surge 365. I think it's .com/globaltropicaltravelagency.com. If it ain't that, it's close to it. Just keep playing with it. You'll get it. But in any case, I'll make sure I have it written down for y'all. But I'm actually working on my own website, right? So that way I can have it straight, Global Tropical Travel Agency, blah, blah, whatever it's going to be. And you can go straight to that, and that'll be it, right? A straight shot, boom. Okay, so I want to tell you when I talked about having order in your life because the show is winding down. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen to this. Working not at all. When I say that, getting back to what I was talking about, doing something constructive, okay? I like what Paul was saying here. He's talking about laboring. I'm talking about, he most likely was talking about physical labor. I'm talking about mental laboring. So anything that you work into that's going to be productive mentally, that's going to put you in the mindset of the state where you are focused and is going to launch you into your business, that's going to help you. I promise you. I have been working with my close friend that I have met now, Annette. She's such a sweetheart. I love her dearly. One day I'm going to bring her in and broadcast on the show. You probably haven't heard me talk about her, but I met her here in Arizona, and she's dear to my heart now, and I pray that we be friends for a long time. She has really brought me into business, and we've been working diligently together, and I brought that up to say this one point. If you can't do it on your own, get with somebody, with some doing something that will focus to help you to get on the right path of what you want to do. If you can't accomplish the vision by yourself, team up with somebody to do something constructive that's going to push you into your purpose. So there's no excuses. There are no excuses as to why you can't do it, because at least if you get with somebody and you try or you attempt to do a thing, then it's going to come to pass. I promise you, surely. But you have to work towards it. Remember I talked about putting your best foot forward and grinding for what you want? You've got to be able to do that. And so I teamed up with her, and we are doing our meetings, and I'll talk more about that next broadcast as well. For those of you who may be knowing someone out in the Arizona area, you can tell them to come out. So I just want to let you know that if you, whatever you're doing, be about it. And it's all ultimately what we're doing this for, to be about our Father's business so that we can be productive and help other people in society. We're not doing this in vain to be about ourselves. That's the world mentality. That's worldly thinking. We Christians, we are people of God. We love on folks. We talk about showing love and compassion and charity and acts of good kindness and goodwill to one another. And these are the sorts of things it's going to take. So when the Lord raised you up and he put you in position and he put you in the right places, in a position with people that you never dreamed you were going to imagine to step foot in the same room with, it's all for a purpose. And that's for God to get the glory out of your life and everything that you do. Not working at all ain't going to cut it. Not working at all ain't going to get it. Sitting on your couch, being on a couch potato ain't going to get it. Sitting up, relaxing in your favorite lounge chair ain't going to do it. Sitting in your house, not ignoring people, not answering the phone, sitting back, I've been there. Believe me, I have done that before. That's not going to cut it. But one thing I can tell you now, this I have done. And this is what I did. I took a sabbatical. It's funny. I don't know why we keep talking about Ned this morning. It's funny. But anyway, y'all hear it from her one day. But it's funny because this lady took me out of a sabbatical. I was asking a sabbatical while I was here in Arizona. I mean, I promise. Remember I told y'all I was considering, should I come back to blog? Because I felt that, you know, maybe that period of time was over and I was just going to go, next time I would just launch on live radio or I would be on TV. So, you know, I probably didn't need to be on blog. That's probably kind of the concept and the mindset I had. But hey, the Lord reshifted me and said, no, go back to blog. Why can't you do blog? Why you can't be on TV? You can do both. See, you got to go have a different perspective when you think of things, right? So not working at all, that's not going to get it. But our busybodies, we talked about that already, being busybodies and getting other people business and trying to see what they're all about, what they're doing, that's not going to help your future. That's not helping your life. Those people making their millions of dollars, those people making their money, those people getting their $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 checks, $50,000 checks, they riding around in their Mercedes and their Bentleys and so forth and drop tops and so on, while you're sitting at home watching them ride on TV, while you're looking at the screen being concerned, is your cable going to be on tomorrow, you know, or the lights going to be on so that your TV is on, you got to kind of focus on yourself. You got to get out of that nonsense and focus on yourself, okay? Yeah, I said it's nonsense. Nonsense. Don't make no sense, okay? All right, so let us conclude. Y'all, let me get a drink of water. Amen. Let us pray, because this is the key. We have to continue praying, believing, and trusting in God, right? And y'all know I love the Father, our Father's prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, of our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that which is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Lord, today I thank you for all of those who have decided to listen into the broadcast on today. Those, God, that are going forth, it's early in the morning, and they've decided to hear something that changed their life, changed their future, give them a glimpse of hope, help them to deal with something today that they may encounter. We don't know what the next hour is going to bring. We don't know what later on today is going to bring. We don't know what later on the week or the month is going to bring in our lives. So I ask, God, that you bring them strength, give them clarity in their lives, instructions as to what to do and how to do it. And I pray, God, that as you show me those 12 individuals, that if they're even tuned into the broadcast today, God, that you would get a hold to those people, God, and that you will bring about a change in their lives for the better. Bring about the key instructions, God. Show them what to do and how to do it. Give them favor even in the process, Lord. In the name of Jesus, those that need people and partners, bring in the partnership. Those that need money and resources, bring in the money, God. Bring in favor. Let the money come from the north, south, the east, and the west. Give them good leadership and abilities and understanding, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for what you're going to do in their life. I thank you, God, how you're going to bring about the change, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for everything you have done thus far. And I ask that you give them the resources. Give them all the resources, Lord. I can't say that enough. Give them the resources, God, that they need. And I ask you to let us, God, go through this year with lightning. Let us go through this year strong. Let us finish this year strong, God. Let us finish this year strong. I said again, let us finish this year strong, God. And as we end the year, even though we're not close to the year yet, as we end and embark, even God, to step even into new territory, I ask, God, that you touch people as they, even on their jobs, Lord, those that got to call, make business calls on today, those that, God, are waiting for important people to call them, God, those that are looking for a shifting and a difference in direction, God, those that have to type out and get bylaws, send in people that are skilled workers to work with them, bring in people, God, that are going to help them, that's going to mentor them and teach them the way to go, God, even as I am instructing and showing folks, you bring other people in their path, God. Give them good direction and leadership, God, as they go forward. forth and becoming these boss millionaire makers that take over for the kingdom of God. Lord, I'm believing on your behalf that goodness is coming their way. Structure is coming their way. Wealth is coming their way. Success is coming their way, God, in the name of Jesus, because, Lord, you have all power resting in your hands, and we're trusting in you because you are the King of Kings. The Lord of Hosts is your name, and you are great and worthy to be praised, and I thank you, God, for what you have done and what you're going to do. And your precious Son, Jesus Christ's name of Nazareth. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you have done. This is Pastor Prophetess World Point, Sienna Sprewell. Thank you for tuning in to Boss Millionaire Makers. And I'll see you next week, Tuesday, at the same time, same place, whether it be 3, 4, 5, or 6, or 7. I'll see you. Or if you're on the other side of the earth, I'll see you right here next week, Tuesday. Thank you again for tuning in to Dr. Sprewell. I love you. You be blessed and take care and have a prosperous and blessed day. Goodbye.